like a circle in a spiral, like a wheel within a wheel. You, me, what I do to you to make you do what you do to me. Tonight, it might be the garter and thigh highs and nothing else. Instant access. All the tension will be in you, in your resolve when faced with the immediacy of it all. How long will you hold up the pretense of politeness? Will I have to bend over just so for you to let go? For you to grab your lance and tilt at the windmill in your mind? Or perhaps it will be the faux leather pants, practically painted on, seemingly a second skin, a metaphor made manifest as you peel them off, tear away at me like a beast in heat. You'll have no choice but to use force, such delicious force, to take your prey. And I know that I'm your prey. I made myself your prey. This is what I want. You are what I want, but not the you of the daylight, not the you of the surface. I want the you of the night. I want the tiger tonight. It will not be my hand or eye, but my exposed body that frames your fearful symmetry. I will be the doe, wide-eyed as you stalk me. The doe trembling under the force of your body on mine. Ravaging me, consuming me. I want to see all the reason gone from your eyes. No reason, just lust. Lust, lust, burning bright. I want the great white, the miracle of evolution, the miracle of carnality. I want your eyes almost lifeless, your mind so singularly focused on the need to feed, to thrash wildly as your mouth engulfs me. Me, your prey. This is the circle we both stand in. This is the concentric circle of our desires. Mine, to be ravaged, to tease you, to arouse you, to build you up and break you. Your loving partner or devoted spouse, maybe your doting student. Will you exert your dominance and put me in my place? No longer your partner, but your plaything. Will you shatter the sanctity of our union by degrading me, belittling me, defiling me, holding me down and having me in whatever way you desire? Will you bend me over and discipline me? Teach me the lesson I need to be taught. Will you take the apple from your desk and lodge it in my mouth to shut me up while meting out instruction with the palm of your hand against my exposed bottom? Please. All of it. Please, I want all of it. I want all of you. Oh, I get so much of you. I know. But I'm so tired of the amethyst. The amethyst is hard, yes. The amethyst is beautiful, yes. But the amethyst is mundane. No. I want the diamond. I want the core of your being to be put through the most intense heat, the most unimaginable pressure, until inside you that gem is formed so far below the surface, where I will pluck it out. I want to mine the deepest part of your desires, the darkest part of your desires. And then, and then, I want you to fuck me. I want you to pillage my body the way I've pillaged your ability to reason. No longer your girlfriend or your wife or whatever I am to you when you can still think clearly. I want you to use me. I want you to break me. I want your cock thrust into my every wanting hole. Oh, fuck. Sit me on the floor and back to the wall. Then bind my hands above my head while you fuck my face, fuck my throat, leave me slobbering and sputtering. Throw me on my back and spread me wide. Shove that cock inside of me, split me open, and plow me. No, don't grab my hips. No, grab me by the back of the head and pull me into you so hard my neck aches as much as my pussy does from your merciless pounding. As my eyes roll back into my head, drowning in pleasure. Slap me in the face, in the tits. I want every part of my flesh to burn on the inside for you. To burn on the surface for you, the way I burn for you inside. Oh, and when I can't take the ache anymore, when I beg you to let me come all over your cock, please, deny me, bring me to that edge and then deny me. Put me on my hands and knees. Shove my face into the ground. Hold my wrists behind my back and fuck me like you want to dislocate my shoulders. And then fuck me harder. Oh, please. Please, I am begging you. Harder. Please. Oh, make me beg to come. Make me scream to be allowed to come. But don't free my hands. Don't let me touch my clit. And bring myself to release. Keep me there. On the edge. The edge that I brought you to. And pushed you off. And push you off into this sea of mad lust where you are now drowning. tell me I am a cock whore? A cum slut. Tell me that I am your pet, your plaything, your fuck toy. Use me. Yes, yes, yes. Spit on my ass and plunge your cock in. Please. Please. Yes, wreck me. I need it. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Smack my ass while you fuck it so that the jolt goes up my spine. Mark me. Make me burn hotter and hotter. I want it to consume me. I want that fire to burn me up until there's nothing left of me. And then come. Come in me. Come on me. Come over me. It doesn't matter. Paint my back with it. Splatter it over my face, over my tits. If you want, you can fill me with your cum until I feel it dripping down my thighs. I don't care. I don't fucking care. I just want your cum. Please, 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 please. I need it. My mouth needs this. It needs you to make it feel the ache that it made you feel with my words. My pussy needs this. It needs you to make me so wet that I am kneeling in a puddle of my own desire. Oh, my ass. My ass needs this. It needs to burn and stretch and be the reminder that my body is yours. That I am here solely for your pleasure. Only then can I come. Only then can I find my own release. My pleasure is your pleasure, and I want you to give it to me as I take it from you, bound up in a cycle of tension and release. Bound like a circle in a spiral. Like a wheel within a wheel.